Welcome to the show tonight. We are live from Radio Row at the Convention Center in downtown Baltimore, where tomorrow at 3 p.m., Navy will face Army for the 115th time, and no better way to start this show than with one of the all-time greats, and that is former Heisman Trophy winner and Hall of Famer Roger Staubach. Roger, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, it's great to be here at an Army-Navy game.
It doesn't get old for you?
No, it doesn't get old. It's there's so many great memories. We have, like life, some bad memories too. So in 62, 63, they were great memories. In 64, we lost a tough one to Army, but it's always fun to come back and get a lot of old teammates, classmates. We kind of reminisce and tell some sea stories, and so it's fun to be here.
I wouldn't mind if we actually went back to last year. I thought last year was great because, in a bittersweet sort of way, people talked about the 50th anniversary of that game last year. Some epic. Was that the most talked about game you ever played in, you think?
Yes. I would. Yeah. I think it. Well, the Super Bowl six.
Sure.
Was a big deal because
collegially, I guess,
first time Dallas won a Super Bowl, and we were kind of tagged as the next year's champion. So that was a big deal. But the Army Navy game was always, important game to the school, and in 63 we were the number two team in the country, so that was a big deal. We lost to Texas in the Cotton Bowl. They were number one. So,
and 63, your Heisman Trophy season. Take us back to those days in Annapolis, if you could, and what it was like, and for Navy football, although really good now in the Paul Johnson, Ken Niumatalolo era, what was it like then to be one of the top football programs in the country?
Well, I remember with Joe Bellino when I was a plebe, we had a good team, and then the year before was Bellino had retired, and he actually coached me on the plebe football team. So I watched Navy football, and then we had a kind of a off year in 62, but in 63 we had a great season, and back then, you were able to compete. I think we played Notre Dame and Michigan and a lot of schools. Today, Navy has really been extremely respectable. They've been a heck of a football team. They've got the triple option, but not as much as expected of them as the old days. As far as the schedule shows that. So it's still a service academy, and I think people look beyond and say, man, it's great to see, Navy playing so well. And Air Force did it for a number of years, and we're pulling for Army to get back on track too with the triple option. But it's great to see the service academies be a very respectable football teams.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at it that way. Just when Paul Johnson got to town, and there were some years in the doldrums there, really for both Army and Navy, and then almost immediately Johnson gets there and
turns it around.
How much as a proud Navy grad did that make you feel?
It really is a great feeling. No matter what anybody says, whatever school. If I didn't play football, you still have that that football notoriety hanging over your head, whatever school you are. So at Navy, once we started playing better football, we all felt better. I think we raised more money for our capital campaign, and we did a lot of things. So Paul got things turned around. Coach Ken is taking that triple option. You got to have the right quarterback, and we got Keenan Reynolds has done great.
Isn't he something?
He's fantastic. And Dobbs was good back a few years ago, and so it's a good system. And the first game of the year, Ohio State, we outplayed them until we had a few turnovers in that game.
That ball could have bounced either way in that game.
Without the turnovers, that could have been a different football game. So we were in the hunt in that game the whole game. So it was so we're a very good football team.
We're with Hall of Famer Roger Staubach here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And, Roger, what game do you like more now, the pro game or the college game? What do you enjoy watching
more?
Well,
it's a mix. I like both. I enjoy the Saturdays, and looking forward to the matchups on the college games, and then getting ready for, of course, football now. You can see on Thursday night. You can see it Monday night, Sunday night. And so I'm still a big Cowboy fan, and we're playing the Eagles this week, and that's it's a big deal. I mean, the Cowboys and Eagles are, it's a rivalry right now that's pretty strong, and we're both fighting for the division champion. So I'm as excited about that game as I am about the Army-Navy game.
Really?
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah. No,
you're a big Cowboys fan.
I'm looking forward to both games. So
it's, well, you have a huge weekend. We're also the Ravens flagship station as well as the Navy flagship station. And we spent a lot of time talking about the rule changes in the NFL, not so much the safety rules, but the rules in the back end of the defense. Even with your Hall of Fame prolific passing numbers, what would you have liked to do in this game where you can get flagged in the secondary for breathing improperly on an NFL
wide
receiver?
They made the rules of, you know, the past the five-yard deal, you can't, you're not supposed to hit anybody. Now, you know, what does that mean? So they're the different teams of referees, you know, call things a little differently. I mean, it's tough because everything's happened pretty fast. So, but the passing game has been, they want to increase the passing game and its work. I would love to be able to be part of the passing game now, because when I ran, I would buy time, but you could still hit receivers downfield. So the game is really very positive on the passing side, and teams are taking advantage of it. But you still have to have a running game sometimes to keep the defense off the field.
And the Cowboys definitely have that this year. One last question. The 12-game winning streak by the Mids, has it devalued the rivalry in any way?
Well, I don't know if the word devalue is good, but it's disturbing. I would not like to be in a 12-game losing streak to Army, and so I'm putting myself in the Army shoes, and I know it hurts them to be in a. And so I sure don't pour it on. I mean, we're been very fortunate. 2 years ago, we were outplayed in the second half, and they had a turnover down on about the 8-yard line.
They were driving for the winning score.
They outplayed us in the second half for sure. And so there's been a lot of close games, but Navy has been dominant longer than it's ever happened before. So I think we had both of us have had 5-game winning streaks, but not 12 games.
Well, you are wearing your Navy colors proudly here today.
I'm pulling for number 13, so, yeah.
Well, Roger, we really appreciate it. One of the all-time greats, Roger Staubach.
Thank you so much for coming on.
That is Roger Staubach. We're off to a great start. Buck Showalter coming up on the program, and much, much more as we continue from Radio Row here on WBAL News Radio 1090.